Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Singletons, a beautiful one indeed. I trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, 2025 Visiothon, May the 27th through up to the 30th. And of course, we are together. And Sis Luko.
Hi, Vindisi. Mm. We're back. We're back. It's a busy one, I must say. But like I said, around about this hour, we're chatting all things Banabile, ECD yes. registration drive. Mm-hmm. And on the line this afternoon, we've got the assistant director of the DBE. That's, I think, Basic Education? Department of Basic Education. Yes, DBE. Whoo, these abbreviations.
The people who work for government, exactly. they have those. GGM.
And so we've got Lerato Mfaba on the line this afternoon. Lerato, good afternoon. You're speaking to Luko. How are you today?
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, man. Welcome, welcome. We're talking Banabile today. I'm not Sotho, though I'm married to one, Lerato. So Banabile means children first, right? Yeah.
Banabile.
Correct.
Ah, oh, got it. Can't I get another matric certificate?
No, it's fine. We can always go back. You're more than welcome to come back, you know.
I should have passed.
Playing is always the key.
Oh, man. I must say, what we're chatting about also, for me, Lerato is very close to my heart. As a mom who has actually got twins at an ECD, turning two to next month. So let's start here. Why is early learning and stimulation so important for children, Lerato?
You know what? Early learning years are very critical in a child's cognitive and physical development. The ages 0 to 5 years are very vital for them to pick up a mother tongue language, be able to have perception motor skills, which is required for them going forth in terms of reading and writing and the basic numeracy concepts for their educational careers going forth. So it's very vital to have our children stimulated in a very safe and warm environment.
Wow, Lerato, it's Ray here. And I need to ask, this is interesting. But what is the registration drive and why is it important?
Well, as a department, we recognized that previously our registration process was very tedious.
Mm-hmm.
The new Banabile Mass Registration Drive, it is us saying as a Department of Basic Education, we want all our ECDs that are out there that are looking after our children to come into our regulatory net.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to be assisted to comply with all the legal requirements that we have, and further down the line to assist them in getting a subsidy going forth for all the children in that center to be able to, you know, get good nutrition and be in a safe environment.
Yeah,
it's also a drive that we've introduced to make the process easier. It was a tedious process going forth, but also for our officials to be able to do the registration process faster. Because now it's India and it's online.
I see.
Interesting. Mm. So what's the new registration process, Lerato, from bronze to gold, that is?
Well, we have comprises of three stages for every ECD program to move through. There's the apply, comply, and the complete stage.
Mm.
With the apply stage, our ECD programs literally just go online, which is our e-test system.
Yeah.
Or they can use our WhatsApp bot or your USSD number, and then they receive an initial bronze certificate. Once that is done, they then move to the comply stage, which they now need to just comply with our minimum norms and standards. And then our social worker goes out there and conducts a site visit. We will then lead them to that complete stage, which then will be issued with either a silver or a gold certificate.
I hear you quite well. And then what is the new bronze registration?
Well, this is a new bronze registration. It's a new way of registering. It is faster. It allows our ECD programs to be there on the system quicker using our new platform, which is called the eCare. They have to do it themselves. If they cannot, there is also our call center, which they can call, or the call center calls them. They can also use our WhatsApp bot. We've also got NGO partners in every province that assist and have applications clinics that assist these ECD programs to apply online. It's easy. All they need to do is just log on, complete a health and safety assessment, submit a certified ID copy, and Form 30, which allows us to check for the CPR for all the staff members that are in that center. Once they've submitted the application and have gone through all the review process, then they get issued their bronze certificate and then move over to the silver process.
Very interesting, I must say. But how do you apply then for this bronze registration?
As I said, everything now is online. So they can just go to our DBE website, which is https://userregistrationanddbecares.gov.za. You register your profile there. You will get an OTP to your cell phone number, and then from then on, it's just step-by-step where the applicant, which is mostly the principal or the center manager, doing the health and safety assessment, and as I said, just uploading the certified ID copies of all the staff members in the center, mm-hmm. as well as the Form 30. Once that is done, you go through the whole review process by our social workers, and then the outcome is online on the eCare system. You will get an SMS back to say you have been now registered. You are now a bronze certified center. Further down the line after that, to then complete to the silver stage, you will then get an additional SMS that will tell you the further instructions to proceed to silver and what documentation you would need to submit.
All right, and what are the channels of application support availabilities?
Oh, that's a very easy thing. And I just want to add on top of that that there is no payment. All these registration processes is free. All you need to do is just dial our USSD number. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly. You don't need to be bothered, but it's *134*7776#. Then our WhatsApp number is 087-725-2059, or you can have our call center agent call you back once you've registered on that WhatsApp if you need assistance. With the USSD number, once you are there, we will give you a call back within 7 days and be able to assist you in any need that you need. We also, if you do not have that Form 30 that is required for you to submit, you can always go onto that WhatsApp number and download the form, or go onto our DBE website or the ECD Info Hub, and you'll get all the information that you need on there.
Interesting. Now, tell me, Lerato, why is it so important for a child to attend a registered school? And I'm asking this, Lerato, because I was looking for a new preschool for my kids, and I heard the principal repeatedly stressing how they're registered, you know, and are compliant with the ECD center. And I was like, what is this about? So why is it so important?
It is very important for our kids to be attending centers that are registered and that comply with our norms and standards and our government regulations. It's also for us to make sure that our kids are in a safe and nurturing environment and getting the good quality education that they need for them to go forth. So that is the reason that we want all these centers to come forth and register, and our kids attend these schools, that they'll be able to get quality early learning programs and be in a safe environment.
Well, thank you so much, Lerato. We really appreciate your time. We appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And everybody must come forth and register.
Oh, yes.
Banapili all the time.
Banapili all the time. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you very much.
All right there.
Bye.
Yeah. Interesting indeed.
Very. Like I say, Pastor Ray, as a person with two little ones, you know, we always want to make sure they get a good education. And I always say it's not just about them being vocal. There's just so much to learn. Making sure all the channels are actually followed.
Yeah.
So, hey, put your children first. If you've got to invest in their education first, let that be one thing you prioritize.
All right. Coming up next, we are going to be talking to the CEO of Radio Pulpit, Karel Verhoef. He has been waiting. He has been here all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Karel keeps time, man. As far as I know him, he keeps time.
Very, very punctual.
Let's play a song and then we'll talk to Karel after.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.